KJKW. This is KJ4YQK. YQK, Mobile Monterey.
No one, especially Dave, wants to talk to you. Dave, N0TR.
Yeah, it's good that you came back. I was beginning to wonder if my microphone works and if I replace the microphone for the Yazoo.
Yeah, just pulling your leg. Works just fine. Nice to hear you, Dave. It's on the weather station in front of my eyeballs here, 91 degrees, 58% humidity. That stinks.
And over here in Berea, where I'm currently passing through, is 92 degrees over here on Deer Lake Road. Now, when I first got in the Jeep at the house, it was 112, but that's because that sensor is all heated up in the sun.
The sun, and I seen 102 a week ago, and it had 112 heat index, and it's out in the sun, but the atomic clock up here, what's it say, Bernice, on it? 88 on it. It says 91 out in the sun with 7 mile an hour wind, 14 peak winds, and this one's got a barometer of 2991, which is normal. Well, what you up to over there today, Dave?
Out to with that sports word Gazette Cabela's. Think of a new reel. I broke a reel on the river yesterday. I want to get a new reel. And we'll be wearing a mask dodging that coronavirus.
Very wise. Good deal. Bernice made us some, and it's well worthwhile. She puts a 2,500 micron, or it's 2,100, I think, micron filter in it. She found out a way to iron those pleated filters like for your house that block virus and flu and stuff like that. And it's a little more difficult to breathe if it's hot weather, and I don't have the greatest heart in the world because I have congestive heart failure, but I haven't found it to be a problem with them, and supposedly they will not pass the virus. So I'm glad she figured that out. It was real tricky to try to iron them. The material they were made out of would just stick to the iron.
99 dust mask. Supposed to be pretty good. It's better than nothing. I do know about this, the filters you can order. I ordered some of those for a homemade mask. And I've seen that trick using your AC filter for that there. And I went out and bought that same filter for my AC in the house there, the bill filter in the house there.
That's exactly what I use. We got them at Costco. What's the brand on them, Bernice? I forget. They're 3M, 3-mic. They're good filters. And I had them check the CFM on my air conditioner the other day, and it was okay. You can get too high, which occludes your airflow if you put too high a one. But that 2100, he checked it, and it was just fine.
Warned me about that blocking the airflow and stuff. He has been installing some, they call it like a blue light box on AC, commercial AC units now. His big business is doing that. I guess that blue light box is supposed to zap the air with a blue light when the virus can pass through the air there before it gets returned.
This is N0TR. I'm going to turn the light on here, Dave. Put my cheaters on. I have one. It's called Phenomenal Air, and it's a cold plasma generator. Kills viruses, kills bacteria, kills mold spores, eliminates allergens, eliminates odors, and breaks down volatile organic compounds. And it'll kill the COVID virus and bacteria and mold on contact. And you can buy them online today for a little over $400. There they was. And it is called Phenomenal Air, A-I-R-E. And it's a little blue thing with a probe on it. And you just drill a hole in the side of your return air. Mine's down on the air handler downstairs where the air comes back. And it's just two wires. And those wires go to the load side of the contactor to give you 220, and it's got a fuse on it already, and there's a little green LED to tell you it's operating.
If my interest that works on mold, I might have to get one for my house there, because yeah, I live right on that river, and we've got high humidity and stuff like that, so I'll have to look into that.
I'd come up with it. I'm sure you've probably got my email address, and give me a buzz, and I'll point you to it. I had Carolina Heating and Air do it because we have a service contract with them. But you know, and I know, I went through HVAC school years and years ago, that they usually triple the price on anything. That's just, you know, when you got a fleet out there of trucks, you're going to be paying $300 an hour for people, whether you know it or not. But it's not expensive, and it's very, very simple to install. You could do it standing on your head. It just takes three screws, and then you got to cut a hole through that sheet metal, which you know is easy as pie. I didn't want to fool with it, and I had them do it, and it was on sale at the time, but it still was a kick in the guts.
My brother works in the AC business there, so he'll probably come over and install it if it's a second one. He's trying to talk me into the gas hot water heater, and I've been looking at the hybrid hot water heater. I'm not sure if you heard of that one before. The heat pump electric hot water meter, heater?
Don't do it. Scratch that one off your list. They're in the past, they've been rather high maintenance, and it's just not worth it. Although a hot water heater is a load because it's keeping the water hot all the time. Just get a real good one that's insulated good, and you'll be a lot better off than having something that's dynamic than something that's static, if you get my drift.
About the maintenance, you know, like you'd have the maintenance of an AC unit. I didn't think about the heat pump part. Okay. Yeah, they're saying that a heat pump hot water heater, let's say a conventional hot water heater runs you $400 a year. The hybrid runs $100 per year for electrical costs.
And what was those figures a year for the regular one?
See, they're saying $415 versus about $118 on the hybrid.
If you're paying for a serviceman to repair it and you're out of hot water at the time, that old cold shower doesn't feel a bit good. That's my warning, Dave, and I read about them a couple years ago, and it's not worth the investment. It's kind of like geothermal air conditioning. Well, if you're young and you're fairly affluent, and going to be around a lot of years, that can be almost worthwhile investment. Otherwise, it's not economically feasible. And I don't deem those heat pump water heaters as feasible. You figure those are 4,800 watts, I think. Memory, so they're 30 amps. Actually, they only run about 24. So 4,800 watts. And then you'd have to figure the duty cycle. And then kilowatts per hour is about 11 cents. And you figure that out. But it'd be kind of hard because you'd have to know the off-on time on it, Dave. And when there's just two of you, it's not going to have to recover very often. And the top Enioma, I think, is a recovery one. And it just would short cycle in order to maintain it. No, I wouldn't go for that heat pump at all.
A gas hot water heater with a holding tank would probably be the best bet,
though. Just a standard hot water heater, good quality, and I'm sure your brother or brother-in-law, who it was you said, can advise you on that. Offhand, my old mind can't remember some of the better ones, but just by a good quality, well-insulated, standard water heater, I think you'd be a lot better off. This is N0TR.
fight there. It's a good fight there. Worth a look into. We're getting close to it. Our hot water heater has been in the house since 2006. And we're starting to see the energy bill creep up. So I'm thinking the bottom of that pipe filled up with sand or something.
The neighbor, Tim over here, he's got a swimming pool. And I calculated the draw on the pump on the swimming pool, which is pretty good lick every month in the summertime. And but his electric bill was staggering. It was like $400 or so. And he never asked me to check anything else. It didn't dawn on me, but the hot water tank was staying on all the time. Looks like it would have popped off, but it didn't. It might have once or twice, but he didn't say it didn't flood anything or anything like that. But when he put that new hot water tank in, that took care of it. It went back down to, you know, $100 and some a month.
I was hitting 200 and stuff. Replaced my AC in it. It didn't get installed correctly the first time around. They didn't get everything set right. So I got that fixed. I'm running between, right now I'm running about 150, 125 to 150, depending on how hot it is. And during the coldest part of winter, maybe about 170 when it's like, say, below 32 for like a week.
How many square foot you got, Dave?
100 feet.
Just pretty much normal. That's excellent. You're doing better than the average. Of course, you probably got a smart thermostat and all that stuff, knowing you. Ours is 190, but Dave, you got to understand, I got to have it a little warmer than most people in the winter, especially when you get older. And I keep it warmer, and that's one of the niceties that I just don't care. That's a lot cheaper than what we were paying in Kansas, put it that way.
For YQK Mobile. Yeah, during the wintertime, I'll break out a buddy heater, and I'll supplement heat in my office with a buddy heater. And working at full-time from home now, I figured that'd probably raise my electric bill maybe by $10 to $15 a month on average, because I got to have that AC all the time running and the heat running, and I get the big computers running all the time.
There, in case somebody wants to break in, this is Enduro TR. Yeah, and another good person to talk to is MME, KM4, MME, I think she's called, Jimmy. And he's done it all his life, and he's an excellent source. What SEER rating HVAC unit you get? Ours just went off warranty last year. It's been warranted 10 years, and it's a train, and it's been doing wonderful. We've only had two problems with it, and they were under warranty. And that was Carolina Heating there that does our service contract. And they're a little high, but they're excellent people. That guy that, and you know, like I said, I took a year course in it from the college university where we were at in order to service. Well, we had bearing chillers and stuff like that on the high precision machine tools, and I wanted to be able to do basic servicing in that. And then I worked on the air conditioners on a hospital for a year, I guess, and they were huge. They looked like six-cylinder engines. They called them semi-hermetic units. That was no pleasure on the roof up there with six of those in a room going together. But, what SEER rating did you buy when you got your new one?
There are 12 or 13. I think it's the 13. And they have actually came out with even better models. Mitsubishi's got the new technology out there where 15-16 SEER.
I got a new one and bought that. That was the old standard from, Gemini. They dropped that standard at least 10 years ago, if not better. That's what mine is SEER 13 here. I think they call it a 14, but it's a 13. Yeah, I'd have went with at least a 16 and possibly an 18. The 18 controls your humidity in that much better. And it's Basically, what they're doing, Dave, for the most part, is they're putting a bigger condenser on them. They're really big and tall because they've just about extracted all the BTU component out of the refrigerant. And they can't get any more except by raising the size of the condensers. If you talk to someone that's knowledgeable, that's just about the size of it. And then, of course, they're using variable frequency control motors and all that for the last several years. But, yeah, if I get a new one, it's going to be at least a 16, and they go clear up to 20 or 22 now, Dave. But it gets to the point where you got to say, is that economically feasible for the amount of investment?
Yeah, what I got is economics there. But the new stuff is coming down in price, the way my brother's talking. It's come down to the price where he's thinking about replacing this unit, which is only 5 years old, and he's thinking about replacing it with this new tech.
You do it yourself because, like I say, they triple the price on things. That's the way we were taught in school, and you have to do that in order to make a profit. People squeal, but that's the size of it. If you want to stay in business, that's what was recommended. If he does it, excellent. Because that AC unit, we got a heat pump, by the way. It'll save you a ton of money.
And let you go. We're at our destination. I'll say, thanks for reading. This is very informative. And we might chat with you on our way back home. This is KJ4, YQK.
Okay, Dave. It's great hearing you, and say hello to your better half there, KJ4YQK in 0TR73.